Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for getting connected with eBay Customer Support. This is Alex Wilson. How can I help you today?
No, no, no. Talk to me about some purchase. I didn't do any purchase. Can you tell me what it's called?
Okay. So, is there anybody else in your family member make the purchase on your behalf, sir?
Oh, no. What kind of purchase?
Like, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. It's a Google Play gift card has been purchased.
Yeah, but what was the purchase? What item?
The item is Google Play gift card.
Google Play what?
Gift card. Have you heard about the gift
card? No, I never did.
Okay. So we have to cancel that transaction, okay? It's a fraud transaction trying to be done without your authorization, alright? So do you have any device with you, like computer, laptop, or a smartphone, so that we can help you?
I got an iPhone.
Sorry?
iPhone.
And don't you have any computer or laptop?
Yeah, I got a computer, yeah.
Okay, can you just go ahead and be in front of your computer, sir? I will register the cancellation for you. Is it possible for you to be in front of your computer and make it on?
You won't be able to take any money from any credit card because there is no money in the card anyway.
Yes, we already put the transaction on hold for your safety, okay? We don't want you to face any trouble like this in future. So, yes. So first of all, do a thing. Put me on speaker on your phone. First of all, put me on speaker. Just leave your computer. You will use your computer later, okay? I will tell you later what you need to do.
So, I'm going to the computer. Tell me what I have to do.
Once your computer is on, please tell me.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yes, take your time, sir. Yes.
Okay, so I click Google, what is it? What do I do? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, sir? Am I audible to you now? Alright.
Now, do I click Google?
Okay. First of all, tell me which Google browser do you use? Is it Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, or Firefox? Which one do you have?
It's Microsoft.
Okay, open up a fresh page of Microsoft Edge from your end.
Microsoft Edge. Yeah, it's open.
Okay. Now look at the top of your screen, at the extreme top. Do you see a white search bar? It says search.
The search.
Look at the top of your screen. This is a long address bar. It says search.
Yes.
You need, not on the middle, at the extreme top is a long address bar. Okay, you need to type over there, all in lower case. Okay, type the letter G. G as in Google, letter G.
G, yeah.
Have you typed letter G? G as in Google?
G. Okay, G, yeah.
Yeah. It will be G.
Yeah.
Again, type the letter G.
No, 2G, another G.
There will be 2 Gs.
Yes, I did.
Then put a dot.
The dot.
Again, type 2 Gs. GG.
2 Gs, okay. 1, 2,
yes.
Yeah.
Then put a forward slash.
Forward. Slash, yeah.
Then type update, all in lowercase. UPDATE, update.
up date. Yeah.
Yes, all in one word, okay? UPDATE, update. Have you typed in that?
UPDATE, yeah.
It's DATE.
UPDATE, right?
After the letter T, it will be letter E. E as in Edward. E.
Edward, is it?
Yes, it's E as in Edward. Update spelling is UPDATE. Have you typed that?
One second, I don't want to get this. It's UPDATE.
Then, I'm telling you, what are you typing till now? Just read it back to me.
Two G's, and then slash.
Yes.
And then UPDET.
No, it's UP, then DA, A as in alpha. After the letter D, it will be letter A.
Yeah.
Then letter T, T as in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then letter E, E as in echo, letter E.
Yeah, okay, done.
Update.
Okay.
Then number 0.
And then number 0.
Again number 0.
How many zeros?
2 zeros only.
2 zeros, alright.
Then number 1.
Then number 1. Okay.
Now read it. Now read out the whole thing you have typed in.
2G/1 update 201.
Okay, you have typed gg.gg/UPDATE001, right?
That's.
You have typed in that, right?
Yeah.
Now press enter from your keyboard. Press enter.
Okay, I did.
Now look at the right hand side top corner. You will get to see a small down arrow. Do you see the small down arrow?
On the right corner?
At the right corner on your screen. Right hand side top corner. Do you see a small down arrow?
Small down arrow. On the top right corner?
Yes, yes.
No, I can't see anything.
Okay, what can you see on your screen? After clicking on enter, what can you see? Do you see any changes on your screen?
Yeah, there is images of OGG update 001, some images there.
What can you see on your screen now?
That's what I'm saying on the screen, some images of images of OGG in update 00, some images I can see there.
Okay. Do you see any file has downloaded on the right hand side or on the left hand side corner?
No. The file I can see is some pages. Images of some pages.
No. Look at the right hand side top. Do you see a small down arrow?
Small down arrow. On the right hand side?
Yes.
Nothing. I got sign in and settings. That's all I have. And Google Apps.
Okay. Look at the right hand side top corner. You see three dots. At the right hand side, very top corner. At the very top corner.
What I'm saying. I'm seeing the settings, the Google Apps. Can sign in.
No.
I can see the three dots, yes.
Do you see three dots?
Yes.
Yes, click on the three dots.
Yes.
Now what can you see, sir? Tell me.
I see lots of stuff underneath.
Yes, read me out.
Coverage, collection, history, download.
Click on downloads.
Okay, it did download, yeah. I got MXT setup.
Do you see any disk.exe a file has downloaded?
When I click the download, I can see MS Team setup.
Okay. All right, I understand. Now, go back to the search bar, sir. Go back to the search bar.
Yeah.
Yes. You can see the search bar.
Yeah.
Yes, you can see it on the top of your screen at the extreme top. It says search or enter web address at the very top. What can you see, sir?
There is scoop GG update 00.01.
Okay, just erase it. Erase it. Have you erased that?
Yes.
Type the www dot, all in lowercase, type www dot.
www dot, yes.
Then type any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk.
Any?
Desk, D-E-S-K, any desk.
Anydesk.com?
Dot com, yes. And press enter from your keyboard.
Okay, and then I come into any desk remote desktop software.
Yes, tap on that, click on it. Now this is a white page. Now this is a white page comes up on your screen. Can you see a red color box? It says download now.
Desktop download now.
Yes, this is a red option, download now. Click on download now.
Looking for it, download now. Remote software desk remote. No, I can't see download now.
What can you see?
Desktop remote access software, desktop remote access software.
Can you see the first option?
That's the first option.
What's the first option you can see?
Desk remote access software. That's what I'm getting.
Do you see any desk?
Any desk?
Do you see that?
No, there's no desk.
What are the options you can see?
I can see some. Any desk, remote desktop?
Yes, give a click on it.
Yeah.
Now what can you see? Do you see a white color page comes up on your screen?
No, the same. I can see any desk remote, any desk download.
Click on any desk download.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
Any desk app free download.
Yes?
Yeah?
Yeah, tell me what can you see again? Come up. Come up again.
Any desk app free download.
Okay, go back to the previous page. And open up a new tab on Google, on the Microsoft Edge. Open up a new tab.
New tab, okay.
Have you got a new tab?
Yes.
Yes. Now type over, now on the search bar, not on the middle. The search bar you can see on the middle, not that one, okay? Look at the extreme top of your screen, at the very top, there will be a long address bar.
Yes.
Okay? Type there, anydesk.com. Only type anydesk.com.
Anydesk.com.
Yes.
Any desk
.com.
Yeah.
Now press enter from your keyboard.
Pardon?
Now what can you see?
I see any desk. Desk software. Support the software, any desk.
Tell me the options again.
Desk software.
Click on the first option. Click on the first option.
Okay, then visit website.
Yes. Now what can you see?
Visit website.
Yes, click on it. Now what do you see?
See what service now help desk can do for you.
Sorry?
It says that see what service now help desk can do for you.
Okay, just wait for a moment. Okay, now what can you see on your computer screen? Tell me first, one thing only.
I see it says on top, servicing OW, then it says demo, see what services now help,
okay.
The desk can do for you.
Okay, now you need to look at your computer keyboard. Do not do anything, just look at the computer keyboard. At the left, down bottom corner, there would be a CTRL button, the control button. Do you see that?
Yes.
And right next to that control button, which button do you see, sir? Right next to it?
Microsoft.
Yes. Press and hold that Microsoft button. Press and hold it down. And with the help of another finger, press the letter R. R is in Robert at the same time. So Microsoft and the R.
Okay.
Now what comes up, let me know.
Run.
Correct. Now you need to type over there, I'm telling you, all in lowercase, no uppercase, no capital.
Yes.
www dot.
Yes.
A as in apple, the letter A.
Yes.
N for November, N.
Yes.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yes.
D as in David, D.
D, yes.
It's D as in David.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. E as in Edward, E.
Yes.
S for sugar, S.
Yes.
K as in kilo, K.
Yes.
Put a dot once again, give a period.
Yes.
Then C as in Charlie, C.
Yes.
O as in Oscar, O.
Yes.
M as in Mary, M.
Yes.
Now read me back the whole thing, whatever it happened there. Read back to me.
www.anydesk.com.
Now just below that, what are the options do you see? Do you see OK? Do you see an option for OK?
Yes.
Click on that one, OK.
Yes.
Now what comes up, let me know.
It comes manage now, access now.
Click on download now, the red one. Now, after giving the click on download now, look, a file will pop up. Where the file is popping? At the right top or on the left bottom? Where the file
on
is?
On the right.
Yes, click on that file. Open it up. Open that file.
Okay, the file is open.
Now, after opening that, what comes up, let me know.
Some phone number. 123104.
Read me back the ID number correctly. Read me back.
933-102-437.
It's 933-102-437. That's correct?
Yes.
Now, a password has been generated. You need to put the password. So, right next to that number, there is a lock symbol. Give a click on that lock.
Lock, yes.
Click on that lock. Yes. Now, it will be asking for a password. That's correct?
Yeah.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, eBay.
eBay, yeah.
7890.
7890.
Yeah, confirm that eBay.
7890.
Now, do you see any options? Yeah, click on apply.
Yeah.
Did you click on apply?
Yeah.
Now, from the eBay security server, you will receive a security warning. If you see the security warning comes up, do let me know from the eBay secure server. Okay?
Yeah, I have some eBay.
Yes. Now, give a click on allow. There is an option coming up which says allow. Click on that allow option.
Okay.
Now, on the left top corner, there will be an option which says new session. Click on that new session at the left-hand side top corner. Very top corner.
New session?
Yes. Very top of the page. It will be extreme top corner.
On the left?
Yes. Do you see that?
Well, all I see is always show incoming session.
No, at the very top of the screen. Look on the very top. There is an option that says new session.
New session. No, nothing is there. No, I can't.
Do you see new session? Do you see that new session coming up at the left top corner?
No.
Okay, look on the left top corner of your screen. Do you see it is written AnyDex? At the left hand side top corner, very top corner, written AnyDex?
It says setting security. That's
above that, yes, click on that one. Yes, click on that. Correct.
Okay.
Now after that you will receive an option called install AnyDex. Click on that install AnyDex. In order.
Yeah.
Now click on accept and install. Now after that you will see an option called yes. Click on yes.
Yeah.
Now after that you will receive an option called install or don't install. Click on don't install.
Alright, yeah.
Now just hold for a moment. Now, right now just hold for a moment. Now we are just verifying the ID number. Okay, now what you need to do, you need to simply right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you who are the persons misusing your information and they are doing that. So just hold on. Okay, now do you see a plus sign at the very top middle of your screen, a plus sign?
Plus sign, middle of the screen.
Open up a new tab. Open up a new page of a Microsoft Edge.
Microsoft Edge.
Open up a new page, a Google page, yeah.
Okay.
Now type on the Google, my, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
Yes.
Now give a space.
Yes.
Now number one.
Yes.
Now, do you see the second option comes up which says my 1P address location?
Yes.
Click on that one, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you see the first option comes up which is saying what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now, it will be showing your IP address, correct me if I am wrong, it will be 218.215.24.206, that's correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, at the very top, there will be a black panel on that page, and it will be showing you your status. What is the status it is showing you, protected or unprotected?
Unprotected.
Oh. So you can see that your IP is being used by those fraudulent persons and in the middle of the screen, there will be a red highlighted written something. Could you read me back the red highlighted one?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes, so those fraudulent persons are into your internet connections and they are doing that. So what we have to do, we have to protect your IP one by one, each and everything. So right now, do you check your emails from this computer? Do you check your emails?
Yes.
Check your email. Log into your email first.
My email. Alright.
Yes. Check your time. If you face any kind of problem, do let me know. I'm on the line. You can minimize the page down and you need to do whatever you want to do. You need to log into your email as you do. Okay? Minimize this page down and do. When you're into your email, just do let me know. You need to check your email that today, did you got any suspicious mail that era order purchase from eBay or Amazon or any e-commerce website, PayPal, anything like that?
I'm looking the email and checking. I can't see anything at the moment.
Okay, so you do not see that. So you can see, sir, that those fraudulent persons have got into your email address because you should receive an email from eBay that there is the purchase has been tried to make for $299, but they are blocking it because you will be not able to see that and block the payment right now. So that's the reason. So we have to secure your email address as well. And your email address ends with on@gmail.com. That's correct?
Yes.
So do not do anything. Now minimize your email. Minimize that your email. Now do you check your online statements?
Online statement?
Yeah,
what?
Banking statement.
Yes.
Yeah, check it as well. If you see any suspicious transaction on your statement, do let me know so that we can put the report on that transaction right now. Okay?
Okay.
And from where do you check it? From the cell phone or from the computer?
From the cell phone.
No,
on the computer.
Oh, you've never done it on the computer?
No.
Okay. Can you do it this time? Because right now your cell phone is not secure because your internet connection is connected to your cell phone as well.
I can't do it from my computer because I don't have all the apps
okay.
I have on my phone.
Okay. What kind of phone are you using? Is that an iPhone or it's an Android one?
It's iPhone.
iPhone. So can you put me on speaker on this iPhone so that I can connect you to the secure network right now? Now open up the App Store from your iPhone. First of all, open up the App Store.
Why should I open the App Store?
Right now, you can do it from the computer. You do not have to worry. You can do it from the computer. Do you remember your banking ID and password from yourself? Do you remember that?
But why you need all that information?
I am not needing that. You need to check it from your end that you are seeing the statement
okay.
in suspicious. Do not do it from the cell phone. But do not do it from the cell phone because your cell phone is being, you have seen that. It is your internet connection is being spying by someone else right now. So do not do it from the cell phone.
Okay. Can I check on the bank?
No, you can check it on the computer. You can do it on the computer.
I can do it on the iPhone.
Where bank?
I can do it on the iPhone.
No, so that's the reason I'm telling you. iPhone is not secure anymore. That's the reason, sir. You can do it on the computer. I can help you out right now. If you want, I can help you out.
I can't do it on the computer. I can do it only on the iPhone.
You do only on your iPhone, okay? So no need to worry, just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. Now, on your cell phone, first of all, we have to make the connection secure because your IP address is being used by those fraudulent persons. So you need to open up the App Store, first of all, from your iPhone. Open up the App Store. When you open it up, let me know. App Store.
Yeah, it's open.
Now, at the App Store, at the right down bottom corner, there is a search option. Give a click on that search.
Yeah.
Now, type again, you need to type on the search bar like you did in computer, AnyDesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
Look, I don't want to do that.
Why?
Don't
what happened?
Because I don't trust you.
Because you can see on your computer screen that eBay secure server is connected. I have shown you the IP address. Those fraudulent persons are...
Because I can see your cursor come in my computer. How come you have remote control on my computer?
No, sir. It's the server. It's the robotic server right now helping you out. You can see on yourself, by yourself,
but
that
why,
eBay secure
why,
server
why,
is connected.
Hold on. Why
Sorry?
You ask? Why you... have access on my computer.
No one is having the access of your computer.
Yes, but I can see your cursor going around.
Where you can see the cursor going around? Right now, what can you see exactly? Tell me, what can you see on your computer?
No, okay. Can you stop for a second?
Sorry?
I'm going to close everything. Can you stop for a second? I'm going to close everything and I want to hang up the conversation. Not interesting.
Then you will be charged for that amount. You will be charged.
Okay. Charge me.
You want to be charged for three times $299?
Yeah, you can charge. Okay.